For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope. This is a rundown of morning headlines for Monday, October 26, 2020. Idaho Governor Brad Little will host a press conference today at 3 p.m. in Boise, where he's expected to make an important announcement about COVID-19 in the Gem State. In a press release, Marissa Morrison-Heyer, the governor's press secretary, said the conference will be held in the Lincoln Auditorium at the Capitol Building and will be streamed live to the public online at Idaho Public Television's website. While little information has been released about what Little is expected to say at the event, many will be watching the event closely. We'll have an update for you this afternoon on All Things Considered and on Evening Headlines. A woman is in custody in the Ada County Jail facing one count of second-degree murder after a fatal shooting that authorities are still piecing together. Officers from the Boise Police Department arrested 45-year-old Josina Reagan on one felony charge over the weekend. Early Thursday morning, police responded to an emergency call from a Boise home. At the scene, officers found a man with multiple gunshot wounds. They attempted life-saving measures which proved unsuccessful as the man died at the scene. Police later determined the death a homicide and identified Reagan as a suspect. An investigation is ongoing. Idaho lawmakers are looking for new ways to get people flying in the Gem State more often. Over the past two decades, direct flights between Idaho's largest cities have slowly been cut back. Horizon Air stopped direct flights from Lewiston to Boise 2 years ago. They also cut flights from Idaho Falls to Boise in 2010 and from Pocatello to Boise in 2006, according to Boise State Public Radio. Many lawmakers have expressed their dismay about this fact, with the thinking that cities with fewer travel options are less attractive to businesses and people simply looking to relocate. Looking for some sort of solution to the problem, Idaho lawmakers recently sought out the help of consultant from Mead & Hunt, Jeffrey Hartz, to explain what might be done about the problem. In a committee meeting last week in Boise, Hartz explained there needs to be a natural financial incentive for airlines in order to make the plan work. He highlighted multiple paths of action: a minimum revenue guarantee, a capacity purchase agreement, or a direct subsidy of some form. Idaho lawmakers may look to Wyoming for an example here. The Cowboy State pays airlines to run flights out of regional airports. Hartz will now be diving into possible solutions for the next 3 months before he appears again before Idaho lawmakers. This has been a rundown of morning headlines for Monday, October 26th, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.